This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, and texting, and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And you know what? Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. All right? I mean, there's just so much happening. There's so much information you can get there. And you really do need to interact and get engaged, get involved. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, here we go. I mean, think about how this is playing out. Yeah. Back up on the Kavanaugh thing, right? So the Kavanaugh accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, her team, how does she have a team? She lays out the terms by which it wants the potential Senate interview. So, I mean, what next? They're going to tell us what questions they can ask and can't ask? When does this have? When is it that when an investigation takes place, you decide who's going to do it, how it's going to happen, how it's going to go down, and when? Now, Christine, her legal team has asked the Senate Judiciary Committee to agree to certain terms before she sits down for a potential interview. Right? Now, the two sources that told Fox News about this said among the terms, only members of the committee, no lawyers, can question her. Why not? What is she afraid of? And Kavanaugh cannot be in the room at the time. And Kavanaugh needs to be questioned first. Right now, here's the thing I love. So that's because they're going to rebut anything he says. They're going to twist whatever he says. And the law says you have a right to face your accuser. So she wants to be defended by the law, but she wants to use the law or disregard the law when it comes to Kavanaugh. You see how this is playing out? And if he's in the room, they're going to say, well, she was intimidated. Well, you know, face him towards the other wall. You know, what can I tell you? He's got a right to be there, too. Among the terms, only members of the committee, no lawyers can question her. Kavanaugh coming up in the room at the time. Kavanaugh should be questioned first. The request, some of which appeared to be negotiable, capped a whirlwind day that began when Ford's lawyer told the Senate Judiciary Committee that she was open to testifying, apparently backing off her bid for the FBI to first launch the investigation. But the attorney said it was not possible for Ford to testify at a hearing scheduled for Monday by Senate Republicans. They reiterated that she has a strong preference for the FBI to probe beforehand. Now, again, as I said millions of times, they have probed him 6 times before. Now, according to an email sent to attorney Debbie Katz to the committee, Ford would appear as long as senators provide terms that are fair and which ensure her safety. From what? What, Kavanaugh's going to hurt her? What's he going to do, jump over the table and start slapping her around or something? What do they mean by that? It was not immediately clear whether the Senate Republicans would agree to Ford's latest request, but they have reportedly indicated they're considering them. Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins, a moderate considered a potential key swing vote in Kavanaugh's confirmation, had previously suggested that lawyers from both sides initiate the questioning. The arrangement that Collins suggested would avoid an overlay, an overtly political atmosphere in which Ford was questioned by Republicans on the judiciary. What, are they serious? They're upset because it's an entire male contingent. To swap out the male Democrats for females. If you really believe that makes a difference. For his part, Kavanaugh, in a letter to the Judiciary Committee on Thursday, he indicated he would be ready and willing to testify on Monday. He said, I continue wanting to get this hearing going as soon as possible so I can clear my name. Since the moment I heard this allegation, I've categorically and unequivocally denied it. He said, I remain committed to defending my integrity. Here's part of the problem here. She doesn't remember what day. She doesn't remember what week, maybe, kind of, sort of, what month, doesn't know what house, doesn't know what party. How does he defend that? You can't even say on the night of Thursday, September 7th at such and such a time, I was at the movies and here's my copy of my movie ticket. Or I was with, I had a family birthday party. Then what does she say? After he's spoken first, right? She can't go back and forth. Can't be redirected. So what does she say? Well, I never said it was September 7th. I told her I didn't know what it was. Now my memory's coming forward. And I think maybe it was September 8th or 9th. How do you fight that? You can't. Kavanaugh's letter, however, did not contain any preconditions for his testimony. Now, think about that. And under oath earlier this week, Kavanaugh's already answered the question saying that the allegations were false. Period. You know, the Dems are really funny because they're demanding an FBI probe of the threats against Ford. But they don't ask for the same probe on the threats against Kavanaugh. Right? So much for equality, don't you think? No, come on. Is it right for both sides or only one? This is what I'm saying to you. I wrote this in my book 4 years ago or 3 years ago, whatever it was. They don't want equality. They never did. You look at the accusations that they're having a fit over. These are the same accusations levied against many, many, many Democrats, including Keith Ellison right now, today. And they're supporting him in his, we're supporting him in his bid for AG, for his state. I'm sorry, there's a double standard here. It doesn't borderline on hypocrisy. It is hypocritical. And they don't see any of it. And that's even scarier. Joe Messina. David Fisher joins us after the break. Don't go far. Got a lot coming up.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads. Often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap. A complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back.
or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just truly being part of the conversation. You know, it's my favorite time of the week. Seriously. David Fisher joins me. I love it when he's on with me. We get to a real, and I mean this, a real simple way of understanding what's going on with your finances, what's going on with precious metals, the stocks, and so on. And David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. David, thanks for being with me.
You're very welcome, Joe. I'm glad to always be on your program talking about what's happening.
Money, money, money. It always boils down to money, how much you got in your pocket. Hey, the markets have been moving all over the place. They moved up recently for a handful of days in a row, and kind of nicely. Well, what is causing this? Because I figured all that rhetoric between China and Trump would be driving these things into the toilet, right?
Well, two things, confidence and tariffs, and they kind of go hand in hand. Yes, you're right. Normally tariffs and the lack of an agreement causing tariffs usually drives down the market, but now the market has a sense of breathing room, direction here, and that does revolve around the tariffs. Recently, just the other day, the market went up 250 points in the Dow. It's up a couple hundred, slightly less than that today. So there's been a few days of a handful of the market going up because the lack of uncertainty is now. I mean, this sounds maybe sounds a little bit bizarre, but now we got the tariffs put in place, and usually tariffs cause the market to go down, but there's no guesswork anymore. So the cat is out of the bag. The market can factor what those are, and so it can move forward based upon the economic fundamentals. So that's why the market is up, but doesn't mean that it's going to stay this way because the tariffs have said we're going to put these in place, but they're not actually being put in place yet. So when they get put into place and what you call the supply chain gets affected, then you might see some downward pressure on the market. But for the time being, the market is saying this is a good thing. The news is out. We can adjust.
So what you're saying is it's the uncertainty that was making the markets nuts. Now they know where we stand. They know what's going on. Is that kind of what you
mean? Exactly. Oh, you're exactly right. So put into perspective, they were talking about President Trump was saying, we might put $200 billion of tariffs on China. And China said, if you do that, we might retaliate. And if you, and we were saying, President Trump was saying, well, if you retaliate, then we might retaliate even more with $267 billion in tariffs. So the market was going like, okay, we're throwing too many numbers out there. You're throwing too many uncertainties. Can you just like, are you going to do this or not? And so when it was in that factor, we don't know what you're going to do or not. That's where the market was going down. But now they laid all their cards on the table, or at least most of them. Not all the cards are on the table yet. But, you know, let's just get into this. Here's what happened. So President Trump said, we're going to slap $200 billion of tariffs on China. But if you do that, we don't want you to retaliate. But if you do retaliate, we're going to slap more tariffs. So here's what happened on at the close of the market. President Trump came out in an announcement. Actually, he was being asked in reference to this whole Kavanaugh deal. That was the point of the interview. But the side note was saying, are you going to come out with tariffs? And President Trump said, you're going to see something that's really, really good for America. It's going to put a lot of money in the coffers. But it's going to come out after the market closes. And so this was done the other day. And President Trump then released the announcement, $200 billion of tariffs went on China. China retaliated with $60 billion on the United States that will take effect on the September 24th. But they lowered the percentages. Instead of 25%, they lowered it to 10%, and those that were at 10% rate, they lowered to 5%, kind of as a gesture. But this still represents 5,207 products in the United States. So when this gets put into effect on the 24th, you're going to see the supply chain being affected. We still might see the wild card where President Trump might slap on another $267 billion.
I saw that.
So... because he said, if you do this, if you slap on tariffs, because we're slapping tariffs on, and they did, $60 billion, President Trump said, you're going to see me slap on $267 billion. That has not happened, but that's probably going to be happening, I would think, because President Trump doesn't say something and not follow through.
No. And you know, and again, to your point earlier, at least we know where he's at, but he is, you know, there's been a few... economists, whatever you want to call them, and I'm recently listening to Charles Payne, who said, look, this has been a long time coming, it's painful, and at some point in time, some of these things have to be reset, they have to be worked on. And if China won't sit down and talk with them, this might be the direction the president's going and force them to reset. But we're both, the Chinese president and the American president are both prideful people. Where do you see it going?
You could interpret it as prideful. I think they're type A. They're very strong.
Okay,
their leadership skills.
Yeah.
Pride is a, you know, I'm a proud American. So are you. So it's pride is not necessarily a negative thing. It's a positive thing. as how I see it. And, you know, sticking to your guns and being a person of principle. And I think that's who our president is. And that's, you know, who we are as believers also. And so I think this is a good thing, but it works against each country when both leaders are very type A people and are looking out, you know, so for the best interests. You know, China's on the long game. America's on the short game. What I mean by that is a couple things. We think as Americans short term.
Yep.
That's why there's never been this thing that President Trump is doing that he said this should have been done decades ago. We weren't thinking long term. We were thinking short term. We don't want to do any cause any pain, short term pain for a better long term gain. But he's now the first president in a long time that's thinking long term. But historically, we're thinking short term. We also, you know, we have elections every 4 years for the president, and the president can only serve two terms. The current prime minister, he can be in the rest of his life. They just voted him in, and there's no more elections. So this is a long-term game that China's been playing, and they've been setting this all up. It all revolves around money. So this is not going to end soon. I'll tell you that right now. In fact, the founder of Alibaba, Jack Ma, says this thing could go out to 20 years and just become a financial mess. So I don't know if it's going to go on that long, but I don't think it's going to stop here in the next month or even this year. I think it's going to continue for some time. And, you know, there's economists that are commenting on that. I know we got to go to a break here soon, and we can talk more about this after the break. But I want to get into, you know, how this will affect Americans. That's starting to come out, that news now, and it doesn't look very good.
You know, it's amazing how these guys think they got it down. I'm the host of the show. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Railside on GCN Live. David Fisher will still be here. Let's find out what to do with that money you have in your wallet, your pocket, wherever. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A mass shooting at a Rite Aid distribution center left 4 people dead and 3 others were wounded. The suspect is identified as Snoshia Mosley of Baltimore.
Our suspect is a lone female suspect, age 26, who had a last known address in Baltimore County. She has died at the hospital from a fatal injury, self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Sheriff Jeff Gaylor.
We do not at this time have a motive for this senseless crime. In the investigation, again, even though we're hours into this, it's still early in the investigation of this size and scope.
Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollins.
We know there are things that we can do to reduce the death toll from gun violence, and it's simply gross negligence that we're not doing it on a national level. Again, not any particular incident I'm talking about, but if you look at the tragedies around the country.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, check your wallet, check your pockets, and check the coffee cans with the cash in the back. We'll be back. No, we won't be back. David joins me again. David Fisher joins me, as he always does, and we're talking about your finances, the economy, what's affecting your wallet. Notice I didn't use that catchphrase, not what's in your wallet, but what's affecting your wallet, and what kind of coffee cans you actually should use to bury your money in the backyard? David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, joins me. David, always fun.
No coffee cans in the backyard, Joe.
they make them plastic now, so they won't rot away just for that particular reason. Seriously. So, listen, one of your topics that you love to hit on is the Fed. Now, the Fed's going to raise rates more this year. If they do, what's going to happen? I mean, there seems to be a whole bunch of pressure that's going to be put on the market between the Feds and the tariffs and everything else. I mean, where are we at with this?
Well, the Fed is going to raise rates coming up at the end of the month here on the 26th when the Fed Open Market Committee meeting happens. There's a 90% chance of that rate being a quarter of a point. The Fed's going to raise it probably in December for a fourth rate hike. There's a 72% chance of that. This is usually when the Fed raises rates, it's usually not good for the stock market, because the cost of business, gets factored in. And, companies want, cheap costs of business because it raises their bottom line better. So we could see the market adjust downward if that happens. Typically, it strengthens the dollar, which causes gold to go down typically when that happens. So rate hikes in the short term are not good for either markets. And they, if we see the Fed react too soon, it could be cause a recession. It also could be inflationary, triggering inflation, so that would be very good for gold, but not good for stocks. But I see two rate hikes this year still, a total of four this happening. There are some economists who are saying there could be a wild card of a fifth one in between September and December. I don't adhere to that. But if the thing if the economy overheats too much, we could be surprised with a fifth rate hike this year. But so far, four this year, three next year, and the Fed is unraveling the balance sheet. That's causing all kinds of uncertainty, though, that will come home to roost here about a year from now. But I do want to mention that in the tariffs, we're kind of going back to back with that. The tariffs that President Trump is putting on, the $200 billion, it's at 10%, but it's going to raise to 25% against China on January 1st of next year. So that's going to cause some uncertainty in the marketplace. So there's a few wild cards out there and a few others that we can talk about. But I think that one of the key that's it's going to start to affect the consumer. So there's a difference between what the Fed does, the government debt, the economy, and the stock market. Sometimes we put the economy and the stock market together, unfortunately, and they say that's the picture. And sometimes they go hand in hand. In other words, you can have a healthy economy, and usually a healthy economy causes the market and stocks to go up. But you can have a healthy economy and have stocks go up, but things that will affect the economy, which will cause stocks to go down, and those things are tariffs and the cost of living. And the cost of living is going to go up, evidenced by the Fed's raising rates, and tariffs are participating in that cost of living because there's a news source that just came out saying, how will these increases of tariffs affect consumers? And the Peterson Institute of International Economics came out with a report saying this is going to be a big blow to the consumer. They included a list of computers, furniture, seats, lamps, travel bags, agricultural food products, vacuum cleaners, cooking appliances, refrigerators, and other products, just to name a few, all are going to cost more, which means that affects the quality of life or the cost of living. So we're going to see the cost of living going up because tariff is just a tax, and it gets passed off to the consumer, and even Peterson Institute is saying such. So those are some headwinds. The Fed is a headwind, a few others, but those are the main things that we're watching right now. And David Temper, who's a billionaire, I know we're kind of jumping around here, but this relates to tariffs. He is a manager of a fund that is called Appaloosa Management, and he came out and said just before all the tariffs went into effect, he said, if we get into a tariff war, and now we are in one, he said, if we get into a tariff war, you could see the market actually could decline 5 to 20%. So just because it's gone up the first few days, we're just starting this whole tariff war. So just be something to be concerned about. And he pulled 30% of his money out of the market here recently, out of the fund and his personal money, because he's seeing that the market is showing signs of correction if we get into this tariff war. So it's we're kind of in the early sense of this, but there are some headwinds.
You know, are there little gotchas or little positive things that are coming up or hiding around the corner that we should know about that might cause some major market changes? Other than
well, I think there's a very positive one that just happened today. The Senate averted a shutdown of the government. And they passed the bill. Now, it has to go through the House, but, you know, if the Senate passes it, that's the challenging side. But the Senate approved today a wide-range bill for $854 billion that provides fixes to keep the government open through December 7th. Because think about this year, Joe, we're at the end of our what we call fiscal budget, which ends in September, at the end of September. So we're just about 11 days away from that. And they're going to pass a budget. So instead of coming together and having a budget and not agreeing upon that, they just passed a temporary spending bill so that we wouldn't have this fight of a government shutdown. So in the short term, that's good news. The long term, it's not because we're just spending more money. But this is going to keep the government open through December 7th. It's going to provide a pay raise, 2.6%. to military, the largest pay raise in 9 years, according to the Department of Defense. And of that, $675 billion is going towards the defense, which is a big chunk of this bill. And the other portions are going to go for health and human services, education, and other agencies. And So it was passed 93-7. So it had a lot of support from Democrats, which is good. And that tells us that they don't want to shut the government down, which is really good. This is a good sign that government is working together. So they kicked the can down the road. I get it. That's the bad part. And we're spending like crazy. That's another bad part. But the good thing is that they're trying to work together, and they finally found common ground.
Well, you know, and again, I know that there's over 300 bills sitting on the Senate or sitting in the Senate, and for whatever reason, they're not being brought forward, which I think is just a sin of major league proportions. Put it on the floor. Let's see who's voting for what. Let's see who's standing behind what, because this is really getting out of control there, and that's my personal moment of screaming. You know what I'm saying?
I think that, you know, for the most part, our government and our Congress is not working together, and they're not getting things done. I would agree with that.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens here in the near future, but,
it'd be
nice to get back to 20 years ago when they did work together.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit in the next segment about how gold plays out in the portfolio as a whole, but you know, it's just amazing to me again how many of these guys, and you and I have been talking about this now for a couple of years. How many of these guys in Congress really don't understand fiscal responsibility? And maybe they understand it, but not with taxpayer dollars. They have made virtually no changes in spending habits. It's like an alcoholic wanting to sober up and not changing their drinking habits. It just never changes anything. So I don't know. You got about a minute if you want to comment on that.
Well, after the break, I got some numbers. Funny that you go there. After the break, I got some numbers that confirms exactly what you just said. Unfortunately, I hate confirming those things, but you're spot on, Joe, and it relates to gold in reference to that. So we're going to see how they relate together, and I'll bring it full force for everybody to understand in simple, understandable economics.
You mean in English? I always love that about you. At least you say it
in English.
There you go. I'm Joe Mussini.
Well, if you can play, you know, Latin music coming in on the next break.
Well, I might be able to do that. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, and it's true. You've got to pay attention to what's going on. You have to know what's going on with your money, what's going on in the market. Now, some of you, you think you don't have a whole bunch of money to play with, so what's the big whoop? Well, there is a big whoop. I mean, you still have to make sure that you have money to live on later on. You know, some people live week to week, month to month, whatever they call it, and they never really made an investment of any kind, whether it's your house or other things, stocks, bonds, coffee cans in the backyard. So, and it's never too late. I mean, learn from these guys that it's never too late to really think about your money, to really think about you know, where you're at and that kind of thing. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. There is a lot more coming up for you after the break.
HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do.
If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 Herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, let's get right back to it. David Fisher, you know all about it, right? David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, joins us, our own little economic expert here on the show. David, thanks for being with me.
I get to toot my own horn of my passion about the government overspending, so thank you for playing the music that involves horns. I agree with you. It's maybe Congress will listen to the music that's playing in the background financially.
No. You're such an optimist, my friend. You really are. I have no hope for them at all. You know, you got to figure what I did a story the other day, and we were talking about the, I think over 68% of those guys in Congress have claimed bankruptcy at one point in time in their lives, and they're handling our finances. just saying.
Well, they're consistent, that means.
there you go. But they're in the majority, right? Is that what you're saying? Anyway, so let's talk about gold. Again, people have personal flavors, different feelings about gold in the economy. Let's talk about that, and then we can get to our buddies that don't really know how to put a cap on it when it comes to spending.
Well, gold relates to spending. They go hand in hand.
And jump on it.
So if you look at, the consumer, the listener, can go to the internet. I'll give you a little homework assignment. I don't ever give hardly homework assignments. So type in on a search engine, gold to debt, national debt, to debt ceiling overlay. And you'll get a chart. And pick a time frame from, say, 2001 to current. You will see that gold has moved hand in hand with the debt ceiling, up until 2012 when gold got ahead of itself because of we got a downgrade of a financial crisis happening. Our government showed that we weren't going to be able to pay our bills, and we got downgraded on our credit. Not a good thing. It happened twice in the history of the United States. Gold rallied ahead of the debt, got overvalued, and then it pulled back. And now it's undervalued. So gold in reference historically to the debt and the debt ceiling is the debt has to either come down a bunch to get in reference to the value of gold, or gold has to get back up to the value of where our debt structure is as a country. And I think don't see in the near term that the government's going to lower our debt. I don't think they have a mechanism to do that. So gold is undervalued in the number one thing that it is the yardstick and related to, and that's our debt. Let's get into talking a little bit about the debt, and we'll go back to gold, though. Recently, in the past 12 months, there was $1.4 trillion created of new national debt. That's a big number. There was, if we went back a couple of decades, you know, we were creating around $400 billion of national debt a year. Now we're at 1.47. When Reagan was in office, those were the numbers, around $300 billion to $400 billion. And for decades upon decades, I mean, like back in 1915, for instance, put this into perspective, the national debt was $3 billion. And for 67 years, we didn't hit $1 trillion. Now we're in our national debt. It took 67 years to hit $1 trillion in our national debt. Now we have over $1 trillion being added per year to our national debt. So it's out of control. It's like a hockey stick. But the question comes, when we go into debt, you got to think of this as like a credit card. Who finances this? And that's where the Treasury comes and issues treasuries. And somebody needs to buy that thing called a treasury note to service this debt. That's how our government finances the overspending. So $1.47 trillion, the foreign private sector investors and foreign official investors, central banks, governments, etc., during this last year, they didn't buy the debt. They whittled down their debt, their holdings, U.S. holdings, by $21 billion. So they were selling them. And over the same period of time, we had big fat tax cuts, which soared the deficit despite a booming economy that has brought in $1.46 trillion in just 12 months. So we're spending like a drunken sailor in reference to the economic environment. It has never been this way. To put it into perspective, this will help you understand. If you look at debt to GDP, gross domestic product, how much revenue. And here's a great example. In the past 10 years, the revenue for our country is up 38%, while our debt has increased 122%. Let's put it in simple terms. For every dollar we brought in, we spent $3 as a country. So we're digging ourselves into a hole that we, and when we should be paying this off, with great economic, we have a great economic environment. I mean, the economy grew 3.9% last year. That's phenomenal. And, you know, in the coming weeks, we're going to do a segment on that. But we're not paying down our debt. We're going further into debt when we should be paying this down. And now the federal deficit, according to the Congressional Budget Office, is topping $1 trillion a year. And we're adding $1.47 trillion on top of that to our national debt in a 12-month period of time, and they're ballooning treasuries like never before.
Yeah.
So the Fed's selling treasuries, China's selling treasuries, Japan is selling treasuries, Russia's selling treasuries, Like I said, the Fed, the key point, our own central bank is selling our own government debt at the fastest rate in history. And who bought the $1.47 trillion? U.S. citizens and commercial banks in the United States and hedge funds in our country. So we're eating our own young is what's happening here in essence. And this is not a recipe for financial security. And this is why I've been saying when rates go up in the next year or so, it's going to hit a triggering point where the teeter-totter is going to tip the other direction. Debt's going to be high. And that's where you're going to see a financial unwinding of this whole thing. That's what billionaires, economists, they're all saying the same thing. And this is where you're going to see a rally in gold. So this is where gold comes into effect. You got to diversify. They're talking about something more severe than 2008. And in 2008, gold went up 50%. I'm not saying put all your money into gold. I'm not saying put all your money in the stock, but diversify. Get some money in cash. Get some money in real estate. Limit your debt right now because interest rates are going up. Get some gold. That's your insurance policy, your diversification tool. But we're going to see some financial calamity, and this is the backstop. Even though we have a healthy economy, we have an unhealthy debt structure that will bring down the economy. That's where we're headed, unfortunately.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I don't know. I'm not the expert, right? So I'm sitting here going, I don't know how or where or when you stop the spending. I don't know. You know, it's like everything else. Can you just stop? I don't think so. I think we've got too much trouble. And every time they start going into the budget, so you can't give up that, you can't give up this, you can't do this. It's just always amazing to me. I actually think we only have about 2.5-3 minutes, but I actually think they took a little different of attack this time where they're actually breaking the budget down and approving it item by item or, you know, department by department, don't you, quickly?
They are doing that. So this is a breath of fresh air, and this is why I believe why they passed that temporary spending bill that will get us through December 7th, because they're actually not lumping all this together. That's what was causing gridlock, I believe, in some of the past administrations. President Trump is more of a business guy, and he's taking it, you know, item by item, and he's asking Congress to kind of think through this a little bit, because there's bills that get submitted to Congress for the budget through Congress that says, here's what we're going to be looking at in each segment of the economy.
Yep.
And so they're starting to work through this. So it's hopefully a breath of fresh air, but the problem is that this should have happened decades ago. The fix is going to be so challenging. We're going to slash spending at its core, and they're not willing to do that yet because everybody sees a piece of pie. I mean, their spending has been raised, not slashed. So that's going to all come back to haunt us, unfortunately, with higher interest rates.
You're such an optimist, David. Hey, tell people where they can get more information on Landmark Capital.
I'm a realist. And so they can call us the old-fashioned way, 844-715-7311. Or they can go to our website at landmarkgold.com. I got some white papers and some information and some newsletters. The information is free. Knowledge is power. Call us, contact us, and we'll get some of that in your hands.
Perfect. David Fisher, thanks so much for being with me. Now, listen, guys, he doesn't come on every week just to toot his own horn or, you know, blow some wind here. You need to go check out his website. You need to figure out what you're going to do with your finances because we're not out of the woods. If you've listened to the show for any length of time, you know we're not out of the woods yet. Anything can happen in the next 18 months to 2 years. So get informed, get engaged, get involved. We will be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far. I am Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Science.